Official government documents showing live ETs, extraterrestrials, visitors from other worlds. Is it true? Stay tuned, folks. This is indeed one of our more intriguing UFO Files programs. This is Jerry Pippin. Welcome back to this headline-making show. We're broadcasting from a motel at 29 Palms, California, in the Southern California desert. And our guest is a mystery man. We're not giving his name or showing his face. In fact, we have even altered his voice because he feels he is in trouble, in danger with our own government, because he has broken his oath of secrecy. He made this oath of secrecy to the U.S. government when he examined documents from the U.S. government regarding UFOs and extraterrestrials, beings from other planets, other galaxies, here regularly, and our official government knows about it. And they're not telling you nor me. Now, when we went to the break, by the way, welcome back to the show, you said the extraterrestrials, at least these that you read about, did not reproduce the way we do. We're talking about a sexual way, but more of a spiritual or scientific way, by entering a body, a new body, prepared for them. Now, this brings up the thing that I'm wondering. I mean, I've heard about male and female ETs before. So the question here really is, are there two different sexes for ETs? Male and female?
Yes. But they don't really procreate like we do. They just make bodies and recycle biological material.
How does that work? I mean,
I would imagine they do something in a lab or something.
Then they're probably cloned.
Yeah.
Did you see any evidence of that in the documents?
Quotes and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Written down documentation.
Do you remember the first time that you saw a document where, I imagine it'd be a military officer, talked to an extraterrestrial?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where that was?
I remember Air Force on the documents.
Uh-huh.
Air Force, but
there was a language problem there. Wasn't there, or was it all telepathic?
Mostly telepathic. It was like, yeah, it's like, and they knew, they could think to us in English.
Okay, and then when they were in another country, they would think to them in their language.
Yeah, because they know what's going on here.
We don't have, you know, evidence, or maybe we do. That's what I'm going to ask you. Do they prefer certain countries on the earth? Do different races go different places? I did a story recently with Wendell Stevens in which he talked about a particular extraterrestrial race that he thought preferred Germans, Nazis.
Huh.
And goes back to the Foo Fighter days and before that, and when he was at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in 1947, he threw away a lot of evidence, not by malice, ignorance. He didn't know what it was.
Oh.
He just thought it was strange writing and pitched it.
Oh.
And then later on he figured out there was a German connection.
Oh.
So the Foo Fighters were definitely extraterrestrial, and that's where he was leading his conversation.
Yeah, that's what they used to call them. They don't use that term anymore, obviously, because they thought they were a threat. They thought they were from another country. Germany and Russia. They didn't know where they came from. They thought these were secret weapons.
You can understand some of the things that we did top secret-wise when the Cold War was on
World
War II was on. But I'm not so sure that there's any threat like that now. I don't think anybody's going to get on a camel and take an EET. You know what I mean?
We don't have
a threat like that now.
It was done out of ignorance, and it was innocent ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent ignorance. Not.
What really jumps out at you? This has been several years back since you saw these documents.
Uh-huh.
What jumps back, if you had an overall message of these documents that you saw, what would it be? That there's nothing to fear?
Nothing to fear from them, but they're concerned about us.
They think we're more dangerous than they are, huh?
We're dangerous to ourselves.
Well, I can't argue with that.
They don't like dirty radiation. There's two real major issues they have with us. And it's, and this would be the grace, is that we're gaining the capability to travel interplanetarily and inter
yes.
system, solar systems, between other solar systems. And we're attracted to dirty radiation bombs, engines, whatever it is, not clean radiation. And their fear is that, number one, we're going to destroy ourselves. Number two, that we could take it somewhere else.
Take it and actually cause
damage and pollution somewhere else. And that's.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some particular incidents that you remember. You said they had two sexes, male and female, I imagine.
Yeah, but they don't.
Yeah, but they don't procreate. They're not dating.
No. Some are. I mean, some they are together, but they don't.
Sure.
They're companions.
Right.
But they're not.
Well, they don't have to have.
They don't have to have sex to procreate.
Right, right.
They can get a new body.
I wonder if they show affection at all. They probably don't have to. They're probably
I would
just,
think so.
Probably just a mental, emotional thing.
Well, they're beings. Maybe if, even if it's thought affection, I would think
yeah.
it would be.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They may have progressed the actual physical
the
part.
Physical,
of it.
Yeah.
You have any idea how they get from huge distances to here? Was there any information in there like, we just don't understand the way they're...
That's pretty much what it was. Talk about bending space and bringing... You don't go there, you bring there here. That sort of stuff where you create a vacuum in distance, a distance vacuum, and you bring whatever you want to get to you. And it's like it's shorter outside the craft than inside. So inside it takes them a while to get here, but outside it's... fast.
Instantaneous.
It's close to it. Not exactly, but close to it. More than minutes to get from here to there. Wherever there might be, 40 light years, whatever.
And there's some evidence that some of these craft shot lasers out or light beams or whatever, anything in there like that?
Light beams, never. I've never heard of anything destroying anything.
You never saw anything where a fighter plane was shot down that was attacking them?
No, I've seen them. I've seen documents about disabling the instrumentation in aircrafts and aircrafts crashing, but only because they were chasing. But nothing to destroy. It was just like prevent.
Now, when we so basically, you saw absolutely no evidence of them being a threat to us.
Absolutely not.
Just the other way around.
Correct.
We're trying to shoot them down, which we were at one time.
Right, which we can't.
Right, we figured out we can. I don't think they even try to do it anymore.
Yeah, no.
And you saw evidence of them working together, maybe not in unison, but they were aware of each other.
Correct.
And would that be kind of like a United Nations of the Galaxies or something?
Yeah, I liken it most to the Prime Directive in Star Trek. And so we're not going
to it seems to me that Star Trek is right on about a lot of things.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Do you have any theory about that, how that happened?
I think just beings that make it long enough and evolve enough to realize that we're all the same being. You know, everybody on Earth, there's so many races and all this stuff, but our souls are the same, and that we need to, like...
I want to get back to the ET biology.
Okay.
Do they have stomachs?
No.
How do they eat?
Their blood is chlorophyll-based, so they're a plant animal.
Okay.
They don't eat, they absorb sunlight. And use carbon dioxide, nitrogen.
Unless their structure is totally different than ours, they'd have to have some sort of energy.
Yeah, they get minerals and stuff from the atmosphere and from...
They absorb it.
Mm-hmm. Through the skin.
So that nobody sits down and orders a steak.
No.
They must look upon us having to eat three meals a day.
Yeah.
Rather quizzically.
The worst part of it is the aftermath, the waste. I mean, it's like a plant has no waste. It has waste. Its waste is what we live off of. It's oxygen.
Yeah. So in other words, they don't have bowel movements or anything like that?
No, not that I am aware of. Their esophagus goes down to a point and...
And do some of them actually have voices, you think?
Yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot about that, a lot about thought communication.
What's your feeling right now? You think there's ETs among us talking to some colonel or general right now someplace?
I think so. I think different kinds, a lot of different kinds. And I think in other nations, too.
Do you think any presidents ever met a ET?
I would say Truman and Eisenhower, probably. I don't think anybody else.
You didn't see any documents to that effect, though?
No, but I would...
You didn't see the famous Edwards Air Force document where Ike went there and met him on the runway or anything?
No.
Did you see anything like that? Anything that they were going to have a meeting or a treaty or an agreement or...
Just stuff about acquired equipment. Acquired equipment.
Required equipment.
Acquired equipment.
Okay. In other words, what we found in crashes.
Right. Figure this out. Or what's given to us. Here, take this.
And, of course, you worked for an aerospace company, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that may be in all the material they were giving you guys, because that's what you'd be interested in, your company.
Could be just that's the documents that I happened to see or that were passed across my desk to be filed.
Yeah, you know, it's been an incredible time, and I just, it's mind-boggling when we start talking about it, and I know you've thought about it for a long time now.
Yeah.
Over and over and over. What conclusions do you draw here? I mean, there's life on other worlds. They have, we agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
And as far as you know, they're not into... physically threatening us. They're not eating us for lunch.
No, they're coming here, though. A lot of them are coming here and visiting.
And why don't you think they want an official notice that they're here?
That's coming. It's coming within 5 or 6 years. Because there was mention of 2012 and visitations.
And did it say what this visitation would consist of?
That they would make themselves known to the human race through landing and through our massive communication network. And that if there was nuclear war before that time, that they could possibly intervene.
Before, in other words, if we didn't wait till 2012, because we're going to blow ourselves up, they would intervene.
Yes.
Now, I've done a lot of shows about UFO intervention with missiles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that were on duty when these things happened.
Yeah, and they shut them down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see anything like that?
All documents to that effect.
You
yeah.
did see documents.
Disabling nuclear missiles and shutting off hundreds of silos.
So basically, you really feel, after seeing these documents, that probably they're not going to let us destroy ourselves.
I think they're going to let a lot of us die, but not all of us.
And why would they let some of us die, you think?
Well, you're really not dying, number one.
Okay.
The bodies are being destroyed. The souls are still alive. So...
So they have souls, and we have souls.
Correct.
Do these souls intermingle?
In other words, are... Yeah, upon death, yeah.
Okay.
We can go up to one of them. I don't know that you can tell the difference.
Okay, then...
That's just personal opinion.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
And you did see documents, official U.S. government documents, that dealt with this subject.
Yes, dealt with the recycling of bodies and this whole thing. About not dying and not understanding physical pain, because they don't have physical pain. You can cut their arm, and it's like, okay.
Oh, they don't have any pain?
No.
And there are documents to that effect, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Be pretty tough to defeat them in a war, then, wouldn't it?
There's no winner.
Well, do you think some people in our government think they can?
Yeah. I think some people in our government think they can control humanity and keep things the way they are here.
And you, when this thing about 2012, and was that date given?
Mm-hmm.
It actually was given.
December 21st or 22nd.
What we talked about.
Same old date. Everybody
yeah, right,
talks
right,
about
okay.
The Mayan
calendar.
Keeps coming
back.
Whole,
right,
yep.
Right. Now, who's coming? Did it say a group of them or just one group, or did it go into detail?
The Greys were what talked about this, so I would imagine it's probably them. Because they say that they put us here and there.
So we're really... As far as the Greys are concerned, we're kind of their stepchildren.
Yeah. No, we're their children. they're concerned about us. They care about us. And, you know, we're part of we're a project for them. We're part of the life that they put on. And there are other beings like us on other planets throughout the universe.
Other human, homo
like
sapien
human
type.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, not exactly, but, mm-hmm. You know, maybe has a different color skin, but... In the same evolutionary process,
and as far as you didn't see anything about Serpo, but you think there's truth to it.
Yeah, I think that I don't know. There's so much the detail in it. It's not really what I'm concerned about. It's the whole concept. And yes, I do think so. I mean, there's so many things out there, like the mention of close encounters of the third kind. There's a movie I saw when I was young, and this was before I was working in aerospace, that to me is pretty close to the truth, and that's Hangar 18.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. It's cheesy. It's about it's like a parallel to the Roswell crash, but it's about a space shuttle that launches a satellite, it hits a UFO, and it crashes to Earth.
We're talking with, I think I'll give you the title, Mr. X. That's okay. We haven't talked about cattle mutilations because we've been talking about the goodness of the extraterrestrial movement, and you've been pretty explicit about it, and you have documentation to back it up. But how do you explain that part of it?
The cattle
mutilations? Did they deal at all in cattle mutilations? See any documents about that?
I saw documents about that, but never anything that would mark them as sinister and... from the ETs, and they wondered what it was, and there were sightings, UFO sightings around those times. So I think there's a correlation there, but I don't think there was anything that was...
Did they write about Bigfoot?
No.
Okay, no Bigfoot.
No Bigfoot, no Loch Ness type stuff, none of that.
Yeah, right, no monsters,
yeah.
And no reptilians.
No reptilians. Not come across my desk.
I've often felt that not only in the Christian religion... But in many religions, especially the things that were written 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, that there could have been an extraterrestrial element to it, and the mankind at that point just wouldn't understand it. Did the extraterrestrials, you said earlier, they did believe in a divine God?
Yes.
Did they believe in a singular Godhead?
Yes.
And did they call him God? Or they call it a force?
We referred to what they believed in as God, G-O-D, but no mention of what they called him or it or what that
in was. In other words, as far as they were concerned, it might be as simple as what we saw in some of the movies, May the Force Be With You.
Or it could have been their collective consciousness as a set of souls.
And they really dealt in reincarnation. They really believe in that.
They manufactured bodies, so yeah, they kind of just... They
manufactured what? Now, what did
they manufactured bodies to use when they needed them, when their bodies worn out.
So you're saying there's a factory in the sky someplace where... I say, hey, Joe, we got 1,000 souls today coming about. We need bodies?
Well, no. The biological entities themselves had their own laboratory and made their own bodies. Their quote was, "We recycle bodies."
In other words, they chose who they were going to be next?
Yeah, they were pretty much all the same. There was no...
Eternal or lasting life with them is not a mystery, it's a fact.
Right.
How long do these bodies they have right now last, did they say?
300 to 400 years.
And do they go check into a hospice or someplace?
I'm not sure how they do it.
I wonder how they do that.
Just walk into a lab and...
You think it's that fast,
do an EBE,
huh?
Out-of-body experience, an OBE, and...
Well, is there any evidence of Greys or androids? You hear about that a lot.
No.
You think they're entities, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I know they are.
All of them.
Yeah. Well... What I learned.
What you saw.
Yeah,
I didn't see
anything about any kind of androids or part machine or.
Well, I mean, now we said some fairly earth-shaking things to people. That you know, I've been doing shows like this for 4 decades, and you saw all these secret documents. So it may not be earth-shaking to you or me, but the normal person out there, we pretty well, you know. Skirted heresy here. What do you say to those people?
Well, there's a lot more happening than you realize.
and
the world isn't always what you see and what you're taught. Just be careful who you listen to and, you know.
Do you have any evidence where they voluntarily come and stay? Like, you know, we hear about the story. I did a show recently with the Avery. In which they talked about EBE3 being a female ambassador and being in a safe house near Washington, D.C. And they tried to make contact with her, and they weren't able to do it, but they almost did. But Reagan, according to their story, did see the EBE3, the female ambassador. Do you see anything like that in these documents? Yours were more just crash.
Crash and
well, you did have some interrogations, though.
Mm-hmm. So, but not, more just the informational type and reports, and this is what we think, and this is what we know, and more this is what we think.
You never saw in any of these documents where a crash extraterrestrial that we recovered, or one that we met, or captured, or that came willingly, or ever how it happened, where they said something like, according to the Geneva Convention, I don't have to tell you anything. You know, they were cooperative, in other words.
To a certain extent. I think they told us what we could handle.
You know, I mean, they gave more than their name, rank, and serial.
Right, they're dealing with the government. They're not dealing with a normal person that might be more open-minded, and they're dealing with somebody whose mindset is protect and protect, control, and own, and...
But as far as you could see from the relationships, the little bit of stuff you saw about relationships, it more or less was a cooperative effort. There was not any animosity.
No.
On either side.
No, not at all. In fact, when we recovered their bodies after the crashes, it wasn't, they didn't ever come back to get them. They could care less.
They didn't know.
They didn't have anything when they had the bodies, according to the EBEs were like, so you have a body, I'll just get a new one. It's no big deal.
So how did they look at our, you know, our attitude is, you know, we've got to recoup that body. So.
Yeah, they don't see it like we do. That's why I think a lot of people don't understand, because they look at it on terms of human. And I mean, it's hard to look past that, because that's what we are. They don't look at it as, you know, there's possible that other people can have other values. It's like,
if I get what you were saying here, on 2012, December 20th, 21st, whatever the date is, there's going to be a mod of ships land, CNN or some, all the television networks will be broadcasting it, we'll all know about it, and it is basically, we're here. Is that the way they plan to do it?
Yeah, and we'll be given a choice.
And the choice is what?
We would think that if we want to learn where we came from and to learn to evolve more spiritually, so we too can go throughout the universe and make light.
Well, you know, many, many governments and some religions will not accept that. They will say they're telling you that, but what they're wanting to do is make you their slaves. They're controlling your life.
Yeah, I think that the government will say this is our Christian nation and they're Satan, and it'll be that whole thing, that whole duality where you choose us or them. You know,
it appears to me that our government is not doing us a favor by keeping us in the dark.
Correct. I agree. Agree 100%.
And it does appear to me that I'm getting more information these days from official sources, not high up, but higher up than before.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's almost like part of the government wants us to know.
Yeah.
They feel like you do.
I think it's, it's slowly coming out, I think.
And it doesn't. 2012 doesn't look very, very. It might be wonderful for a lot of people. A lot of people might say, "Hey, this is a rapture," They come at us, and it's other people will say, "Hey, they're coming to get us," and other people will be saying, "I mean, I just see it a very confusing time."
I would think so too. See, and it's because of how we're taught. You know, if we're taught devout Christianity, or if you're taught any other religion, it's all looked at differently. It's all looked at differently.
Do you see anything on your documents you did about the moon? Us going to the moon and never going back? Did they act like they had bases up there or anything?
No, I didn't see anything.
Okay. So basically, we're going to wait 3 or 4 more minutes here, and I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I want you to kind of sum these things up yourself, too, but it seems to me, and when you really get down to it, the government probably doesn't know a whole lot more than we do. Or do you think they know a lot more and they just don't want to tell us?
I think they know more and they don't want to tell us. I don't know if it's a lot more. I think there's enough information out there and enough people.
And what do you think that is? That they know the races of the extraterrestrials and where they're from? Is that what we're talking about?
You know that, and the capabilities, I think, is more. And that we could have these capabilities too, and they have a lot of technology. The government has a lot of technology and a lot of, there's, like, we don't need oil right now. There'd be no reason for us to use oil. We have plenty of secret projects that have technology way beyond that. It's about money.
Did you ever see any documents on what the energy the extraterrestrials used? Was it a zero plus energy base? Something or?
Not that I can remember.
Okay.
Not that I can remember. Just that it's not like anything we have. I mean.
Well, it's good to hear we don't need gasoline at $3.25 and $3.35 a gallon out here in the desert.
Because people want money, you know. I think that.
Okay.
It seems to me that maybe
the evil should be spread about a little bit more than just the government wanting to keep a secret. Maybe there's a lot of corporate interest here, too.
Oh, I think so. I think it's all tied together.
Well, what do you think the answer is going to be? We only got 6 years, if your prediction's right.
Well, the answer is going to be, that's what I think the big problem is going to be, all the turmoil when people are given the opportunity to learn who they really are and where they came from. And
now, on the worst case scenario, you see huge amounts of death.
Yeah, mass hysteria, absolutely.
You see this earth being shrunk from 6.5 billion maybe to the neocons say a half a billion.
Yeah, a half to one, I think.
So that may happen.
Mm-hmm. And different parts of the world would be differently affected. I think countries like India, where they're more spiritual and less, where the religions are more spiritual and less controlling, I think they'll fare better.
So the disaster will be controlled, in other words, in your mind. The earth is probably a fairly good prize, and the ETs won't let us destroy that.
No.
We might destroy each other.
Yeah, if we destroy each other, they'll probably just put more beings on the earth.
So
and probably different ones.
Really? Did you see any discussions about that? The Greys seem to think that we're their creation, one way or the other, and I don't want to get into the technical part of it over religion and who created who, but they think that they had a big part in it.
Yeah, they well were a cross between they're the missing link.
And so did they have documents say, hey, we made a mistake, we should have done something else here?
No, because it's all part of the plan. I think we're just, if we're not evolved enough to take care of ourselves and survive, then we destroy ourselves and they find someplace else or some other being to cross with them to make something else.
So in summary, you've seen documents where the extraterrestrials exist.
Yes.
And lots of saucers and other craft. And you haven't seen the evidence of any combat.
No. Just us shooting at them or pursuing them, but nothing shooting back.
And you haven't seen any evidence that they're going to destroy us, but they may let us do a part of the job.
Yeah.
Well, what's the message? What can we do about it?
I don't think there's a whole heck of a lot we can do about it. It's just...
just tighten your seatbelts and go for the ride.
Yeah, huh? And if there's more people with information, come out and talk. I think that it's imperative that people that are in the know tell the truth.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
It was a pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
You have been listening to another installment of our Insider Disclosure Series. By the way, if you are an insider and you want to go public, simply contact us at jerry@jerrypippin.com. We've been on location for this show in the Southern California High Desert, and our on-location producer has been Roberta Scott. Production music was selected by Jane Swartley, and post-production was by Rick Trotman. Until next time, this is Jerry Pippin, thanking you for listening, and cheers.